Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. We hope someday you're going to come visit us right here. Stop and say hi. And if you want to find out some things to do while you're here, go to visitvalentine.com. Yeah, check out 50 things to do or more. Maybe we'll give you a tour of the museums or a trip down the Niobrara River or something like that. Check it all out. Valentine's Day coming up, February 14th, and that's Bull Bash.
Indeed. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're your trusted source for everything agriculture. Every detail of their publication that comes out every week is tailored to the commercial cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Make sure you check them out, tsln.com.
Well, you know, Valentine's Day is going to be coming up here in a couple weeks, right?
Yes, it is.
I have a story here that has nothing to do with Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Okay. So, great lead-in.
This one first originated that I had found out back in about 1979 on a program called What's Up that was aired on KWAT in Watertown, South Dakota.
Yes.
And so this is about Norwegians, okay?
And you can talk about Norwegians in that area.
Actually, it's about Norwegians and Irish.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Origin of Lutefisk. The story goes, centuries ago, Norwegians came to Ireland to escape the bitter Norwegian winters. A famine gripped Ireland at the time, and food was scarce, fish and potatoes being just about all there was. To make matters worse, the Norwegians were eating all the fish, leaving the Irish with nothing to eat but potatoes. Then, the Norwegians started taking over the potato crop and making lefse. This was too much for the Irish, and they decided the Norwegians had to go. They organized a secret organization called IRATION, standing for Irish Republican Army to rid Ireland of Norwegians. The army members sabotaged all the power plants, so the fish in the Norwegians' refrigerators would spoil and force them to move someplace else. The fish spoiled all right, but as everyone knows, the Norwegians thrive on spoiled fish. The Irishmen then tried a new tactic. They sneaked into the fish storage houses in the dead of night and sprinkled the rotten fish with lye, hoping to poison the intruders. This didn't work either, because what resulted was the Norwegian delicacy lutefisk. And the Norwegians thrived on that too. The poor, poor Irish. They were desperate. But St. Patrick came to the rescue on March 17th. As we all know, he blew his top and told all the Norwegians where to go. So they all went to Minnesota and South Dakota. To this day, they eat lutefisk and lefse at church dinners.
Thank you very much.
This reminder about coming up, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, is January 30th. It'll start here within a week, and it goes through the 7th of February. Don't forget, they start things off on the 30th at 7 p.m. with rope ride and slide in. That is team roping, saddle bronx, and steer wrestling event. February 3rd at the Ranch Rodeo and Bronx for breakfast on February 4th. Check it all out. Just Google Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
And, of course, that's starting the end of this week.
Yes.
Indeed. And from everybody at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, what an incredible location up there in Medora, North Dakota. They want to say Happy New Year to everybody. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and, of course, the timeless values that is our Western heritage. Well, Mike, I have a piece by Jake Lake. If you were busy being kind, before you know it, you would find you'd soon forget to think 'twas true that someone was unkind to you. If you were busy being glad and cheering people who seem sad, although your heart might ache a bit, you'll soon forget to notice it. If you were busy being good and doing just the best you could, you'd not have time to blame some man who'd was doing the best he could. If you were busy being true to what you know you ought to do, you'd be so busy you'd forget the blunders of the folks you've met. If you were busy being right, you'd find yourself too busy quite to criticize your brother long because he's busy being wrong. Everything sounds really good until right there at the
That's
end.
Right.
I think it was kind of a dig to the brother.
Here's a dad type joke to end the program today.
Okay.
Two antennas met on the roof, fell in love, and got married. The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was excellent.
Thank you so much, everyone. We love that you listen, and we so appreciate that you're right here with The Good Stuff.